Listen to me real good. See, there's realms. There's a mental realm, there's a physical realm, and there's a spiritual realm. The spiritual realm. God is a spirit. Who is God? God is a spirit. They that what? Worship him must do what? Worship him why? In the flesh, in the mind, in the spirit. Even though I'm in the flesh, but my spirit inside of my body. And my body is, I can't worship God with my mind. I can't worship God with my body. It can only be the vehicle that I worship God in. Amen. And so, spirit, and this is why the Lord is saying, I put this particular scripture in the Bible, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation and the knowledge of him. Watch it. That the eyes of your understanding. One translation used that word, your heart, the eyes of your heart, be flooded with light. Another one used the word, you will have the eyes of your heart or your imagination will be flooded with light. Are you getting it? So you can see what he sees. You can know what he knows. And then you know how to speak it and act on it. Now watch this. Because see, you first of all, what God did for you, he shared his love abroad in your heart to make you become material. He made you out of what he is. I'm going to say it again. He didn't make you out of something different. You are made, created out of the same stuff. He's what makes him God. That's who you are. But God don't have to grow. God don't have to increase, so to speak. He's just God. You can't decrease him. You can't increase him. He's just God. Understand? And all we will be. And everything God is, everything God says, everything that makes him God, it works just like he says it works. Then listen to this now. There's nothing in existence, and there will never be anything that will come in existence that'll change him from being who he is. This is why he says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, are y'all listening this morning, will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Because what he knows, who he is, it will always be that way. There's nothing that exists now that can change him from being the fullness of the fullness of who he is. And now he manifests himself in flesh and walked among us and demonstrate what he would do, what you could do, what I could do, because he manifests himself to be an example to us. But a man that will follow God, Jesus said, I do nothing of what? My own. Am I right? Everything I hear the Father, everything he said, that's what I do. Now, in our thinking, we think we can't reach that. But why don't you start out with the first thing? I have never been able to climb the ladder successful starting at the top rung. Somebody gonna talk to me in a minute. Now, how many of you been successful at climbing a ladder starting at the top rung? Why don't you start at the one, the rung that you know, the bottom rung of the thing that you do know about God, what God has said, why don't you get busy doing that? Are y'all following me today? Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So this is why he said it, because we have the capacity or the ability, the God-given wisdom, the God-given nature and life to do and act like God. Why don't we do it? I don't know it yet. I don't know it all. But why don't we do what we know? Why don't we believe and lay hold on that which we do know and which we have heard? How do we get there? All right, I'm glad you asked. How do we get there? Well, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you get the size you are? You just went back in the closet and hid yourself and came out and you real big, real strong. We know how to feed our natural body. But when it comes down to our spirit, man, we give it a cold snack, maybe once a week, some of us. But that's all changed, haven't it, brothers and sisters? We feed our spirit what? Every day. How often do we feed it? Every day. How many meals you get every day? At least three, huh? Sometimes that's an in-betweeners. I ain't talking to me too good. Hallelujah. But listen, 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 listen. In these days in which we live, we need this revelation knowledge, because there's a lot of voices out there that want to bring confusion to you. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, my sheep, who? My sheep know my voice, and a stranger will not follow. Huh? Because I have revelation knowledge. I see what you mean. It's not something that I remember in my mind. It's not something that I feel in my flesh or my feeling. It's something I know in my heart. And because I know it, I speak it. And when I speak it, I hold fast to it. Even though the things around me seem like they didn't change, it's getting worse or whatever, I hold fast to it. Hallelujah. And I learned how to develop that so I can become more effective in walking with God each day. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said in Ephesians chapter 1, just a couple more things and we're moving on. He said that when this spirit of wisdom revelation has been granted to, that has been granted to us, that we feed on it, that it become real to us, I want to break this down, make it look clear. When we talk about feeding on the word, that means you have to take time, set aside some time. How many of you, when you get hungry for some food, you stop doing what you're doing, right? And you set aside what? Some time to sit down to the meal that's prepared and you eat it. Right? Most of us, when we eat, if we're not at work, we want to go to sleep.